The Marine Corps long prided itself on wanting just a few good men, the best to take on the tough, unforgiving world of ground combat. The Corps' new, more inclusive slogan is "The Few, the Proud," as it takes on the challenge of including women in the front lines. And it will spend the next year trying to answer the question, do female Marines have what it takes? That experiment began a few weeks ago at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. NPR's Tom Bowman traveled there to check out the training.
Lance Corporal Jasmine Abrego is an office clerk who dreams of becoming a warrior. She's flat on her stomach in the dirt, in full combat gear. Suddenly, she pops up, slings a 44-pound metal tripod on her back, and lurches forward in a crab-like run. Finally, she slams the tripod to the ground. A male Marine slaps a 50-caliber machine gun into place.
Enemy vehicles in the open! Enemy
vehicles in the open!
They fire imaginary bullets at an unseen target before pulling back. The exercise is over, and Abrego, just 20 and 5'2", explains why she volunteered for this training.
Hopefully, I'd be able to go overseas and kick bad guys' butts.
An uncle who served in the Marines inspired her, and she wants to be a role model to her six brothers and sisters. But she knows she'll have to train hard to get a slot in the infantry.
I just got to get used to it. The more I do it, the better I get.
And do you think you can make it right through to the end?
Strong mind can do it.
But even a strong mind and body might not be enough. The Marines still have to decide whether to open ground combat units to women. That's what this experiment is all about. Abrego and dozens of other female volunteers will have to do the same training as the men, like lift 30-pound ammunition boxes above their heads for 2 minutes. Hike 20 miles with 100-pound packs. And this is just the beginning. The real test comes next year when they head to the Mojave Desert into the Sierra Nevada mountains for months of live-fire combat training.
You fall back on your training. It's all about how you were trained.
Captain Ray Castor is an infantry company commander for this experiment and a combat veteran.
That's what we're trying to get to have instilled in them is that the whole fight or flight thing.
Right.
You fight, you fight, you fight, you fight. And when you think you're done fighting, you're ready to keep fighting.
Captain Castor watches the men and women in the barracks courtyard. They're practicing carrying a wounded Marine to safety. His first sergeant, John Dober, spots a woman striding across the lawn with a male Marine on her back.
Yeah, she's pretty strong. She just checked in last week, too.
It's clear that some of the women are keeping up with the men. One of them is Lance Corporal Brittany Hayes. She's made it through a basic infantry training course before coming here. Nearly all the men finished it, but of the 50 women who started out, just 14 made it through.
A lot was just pride. I have too much pride, so I just refuse to quit.
She says most of the male Marines here are supportive.
A lot of them, actually, they like it. They just want to see, like, can we really do it?
Others, less so.
They say, I can't wait till you fail. I give it a couple months.
Wait till you get 29. Are they serious?
Joking, but they're serious.
Captain Castor knows there are mixed feelings about bringing women into ground combat jobs. For him, it comes down to some basic questions.
If we integrate, is our combat effectiveness different with integration than it is without integration? Are we more effective without females or with females?
The Marine Corps hopes to answer those questions with this task force. 400 Marines, including about 100 women, are training to see whether both women and men can meet the combat standards. They'll track speed, endurance, and marksmanship. They'll test how an all-male squad compares with a squad with one woman, then two women. Researchers from the University of Pittsburgh Sports Medicine Department will also take part in this experiment. They'll work with male and female Marines, checking everything from lung capacity and heart rate to patterns of injuries.
Everybody has their opinion on this. For me, I'm focused on my mission, and the mission is about readiness.
That's Colonel Matthew St. Clair, the commander of the entire task force. He says the experiment isn't about gender, but about making sure Marines are ready for combat.
Readiness has nothing to do with male, female. Readiness has everything to do with having the most qualified and capable Marines to be able to perform those tasks.
But this experiment is not just about making sure Marines are ready. Marine leaders will tell you they're ready today. This year-long effort is also about equal opportunity, giving women a chance. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey has said that women must meet the combat standards, but that the current standards themselves will come under scrutiny. Here he is speaking last year.
If we do decide that a particular standard is so high that a woman couldn't make it, the burden is now on the service to come back and explain to the secretary, why is it that high? Does it really have to be that high?
Does a Marine have to carry a 100-pound pack 20 miles? Are 20 pull-ups the right measure for the strength needed in combat? A Marine squad must shoot 400 bullets in 1 minute at targets. That standard's been in effect since 1944. Does it still make sense? Marine officials say updating the standards doesn't mean lowering them. But talk of changing standards troubles some Marines, like First Sergeant John Dober, who saw combat in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Let's be fair, honest, and clear. We kill people for a living. That's what we do. And it's very dangerous. And these are people's sons and potentially daughters' lives we're talking about. And lowering the standard and making this less effective and slower and weaker, that's not the smartest way to guarantee that we do that.
Coming in! Hop! And eight!
Sergeant Dober leads Alpha Company back to their barracks. The Marines just completed a six-mile hike with a 70-pound pack. Once there, the Marines clean their weapons. One of them, Corporal Rebecca Floto, says she's glad the Marine Corps is looking at the standards.
I'm really excited that they're actually setting a standard for males, too, like trying to set a standard for infantry overall, not just for females, just to see what standards they should have overall.
Floto hopes to meet those standards. She's been in the Marine Corps for 3 years, working as a combat photographer, but she wants something more.
I guess I have a lot more purpose, more meaning to my job than just clicking a button to actually pulling a trigger.
Tom Bowman, NPR News.